Welcome to Legal Line right here on the Legal Line Network, now known as the Common Sense and Justice Network. How do you like that? CSJ Network. You can catch us at bobpittman.com, or you can go directly to csjnetwork.com and catch the latest edition of Bob Pittman's Legal Line. We have a variety of bobcasts, as we call them, podcasts to some people. Archive, check out the archive and find one that is of interest to you, and check back each week. We're here each and every week, Wednesdays, 3 o'clock for the live stream, 3 o'clock Pacific time, and then the bobcasts are available by the next day and anytime at bobpittman.com. We try each week to demystify the law, translate the legalese, and hopefully point you in the right direction with regard to your legal problem, your legal question. And today, we're really going to have fun because we get to talk about a terrific website, lawforwa.org, and we've got Judge Marlon Applewick of the Washington State Court of Appeals with us this day, talking about, I think, something that you're pretty passionate about. At least I've experienced that passion in the past about lawforwa.org. What's going on with this? Where did it come from?
Lawforwa.org was a recommendation that came out of a task force on public legal education. Back in 99, there was a group put together to analyze whether or not we were doing enough to make the public aware of rights and responsibilities and doing enough about legal education. And one of the recommendations was there ought to be a portal, a website that provided information about civics-related material and that provided access to primary and secondary information about Washington law.
Now, why should we care about civics? I mean, isn't that just something that we pick up back in, high school, and most of us promptly forget as soon as we take that last test? I mean, does it really matter?
It does really matter. Apparently, it is something that we do forget. The most recent national civics quiz suggested 38% passed.
Wow.
A national on-the-street civics quiz. And, if Jay Leno walks around and asks questions, boy, you can tell people don't know.
Oh, man.
It matters because when you see current events, it's easy to let things go sliding by unless you're thinking about what does that mean to me. And too often things happen that have consequences, and it's too late when you realize it. We'd like people to be more aware of their own rights and responsibilities.
Well, I think it's critical that we do just that. And, boy, you look at the events, of course, people could be listening to the podcast down the road a piece, but the events going on around the world right now, talk about turmoil, and you kind of say, gee, that brings me back to the idea of the Constitution and just the way of figuring out what to do in life and what's going on. What do you see when you see the news each day? I assume you are you afraid to turn the TV on anymore?
Well, there's so much going on so many levels. But, you watch the tensions between factions in a country in the Middle East, and it's a very escalated version of a couple people fighting for a spot on the highway. It's certainly with many exclamation points, but it's the same kind of tension that gets out of control. And that's one of the things, is that you want a civilized way to resolve those disputes and to resolve those tensions. And what happens when issues aren't resolved and there is no process and there is no respect for a process that yields finality is you come down to struggles of brute force. And that's really what we have to remember here, is that the rule of law is critical to the fact that we have a peaceful society.
Well, it is, and yet here, even though we do operate by the rule of law, I mean, if you don't know anything about the system, if you're just out there scrambling for a living every day and watching the news, that's dangerous anyway, I think, but listening to radio talk shows or something, and I think if you don't even know what the law is and what's going on, I mean, I don't think it means as much.
No, but I think... For most of us, between our parents and the education system, we have a great foundation. We sometimes lose sight of why obeying the rules matters. And when that breaks down too much, it's a real, real serious problem.
Well, it is. And even take something as simple and as a jury trial. I mean, we need to have people who are willing to serve on a jury. I realize we can go out with the police can go out and round people up and bring them in to serve. Hopefully it doesn't happen too often. But, I mean, we want people who really would say, you know what, that's okay. That is my civic duty, and I don't mind going down for, I think it's 2 weeks these days, if I'm thinking right here in Washington, mm-hmm. for the most part, that I don't mind doing that, that I'm willing to go do it because it is part of this system that I need to rely on, and I might be on the other side of this mm-hmm. of this jury box one day.
Well, I think we've had a great deal of problems getting people to report for jury duty, although most people that report actually are extremely satisfied. And so there have been a lot of different things tried, one day, one trial, to try to cut down the burden. The former Chief Justice put a great deal of energy into trying to increase juror pay to soften the blow.
Right.
Probably one of the biggest things is just rescheduling, so that you can't say, well, I have a conflict that day. Now you say, okay, but when can you come back?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's important. Without a jury, the trial system doesn't work. And one of the most important fundamental rights in our system is defeated.
We
have to step up and make some personal sacrifices.
I think that makes sense. And we trust our judges.
We hope so.
But I would think that, as a judge, I mean, I would think that you wouldn't want to be without the jury system, I would assume.
And maybe I think we're much better off trusting the finding of fact to the jury. The whole notion is that if it were just judges making the decisions, there would be distrust of the result. And the notion of a jury of your peers is to keep institutionalized power from being corrupt and from being disrespected and then setting us back on a course to the kind of civil war that we're seeing in other countries right now.
Right. And sites like Law for One, there really are no other sites like that, I would think, help bring us back to real life in terms of how it should be in terms of the Constitution and the branches of government.
Well, we hope it does that. You know, the database we pulled together is to try to give people access to every available online source that explains something about Washington law that's useful. We'd certainly like to update it and keep it fresher. We'd like to add more kinds of articles from lawyers explaining, for instance, you know, what does a power of attorney mean? What is a living will? What is a living trust? What are these documents in general terms so that you can fill in the gaps and figure out when you need to see a lawyer? Not to replace lawyers, but to figure out when you need to see a lawyer, when you have a real problem. We'd also like to add some entertainment-related things, book reviews, movie reviews, help people look at the arts and understand what it's saying about the legal system and whether it's accurate or whether it's taking liberties there. We'd also like to make people more aware of civics-related events that are going on around the state. There's a lot that we could be more aware of. The more people are aware of their rights and responsibilities, the better citizens they'll be, the healthier the state is as a whole.
I think so. And, you know, if you go online and you just do a search for maybe use power of attorney or something, you come up with all kinds of stuff now. As an attorney, I can look at it and say, boy, that's a bunch of junk part of it. Not from Law for Law, by the way, but just in a regular search online. And I might, I can go in and pick out the one or two items that are probably okay. But anybody who's going on who has no basis at all is going to have a really tough time and might, in fact, more than likely will grab the wrong one.
Our premise was that even searches on Google, which are easy to do, end up bringing back lots of information you can't use and that most people don't have the patience to sift through it. What we've done is go find the sites. We've read them. We've made a list of the questions that the article answers. You just look at the questions, and if you find the question you're asking, go there. If you don't, go on to the next one. So we're trying to provide a value-added service in getting you through the haystack faster.
Well, I think it's a neat idea, a great idea. If you were to state the vision for this, what would you say if I asked you to talk about the vision and even the mission that is ahead?
We really want to be the gateway to find information on Washington law and government, and to provide the forum for civics discussion in Washington.
I think that's great. Well said. Lawforwa.org. Everybody needs to visit. You have quite a few visitors, I think, even in its state now that is going to be improved on.
Well, we haven't been doing much in the way of publicity, but we've been running a constant 300,000.
Yeah.
So it's a site that's getting well used. We just, you know, frankly, need to find some more resources and take it to the next level.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great. I know. I remember when it first came out, and we were doing the old time radio program, the one on that goes over the airwaves instead of across the. Well, I guess we're sort of airwaves still, I suppose, but. Just a great, I thought, what a great find. It was just neat. You could look up all kinds of fun stuff and really just have some fun kind of, I mean, I know law is not supposed to be totally fun, but I think it's kind of fun sometimes. And to be able to look up different things and get some ideas. If I was teaching a class, I mean, it would be a great resource for that. Taking a class, in general. So I think...
You'd find on the site resources like famous speeches and background on the U.S. Constitution, the state constitution. We do index a fair amount of federal law, even tribal law, too, for that matter. I mean, a lot of these things are a little harder to find, and we've tried to put them out there.
That's great. So we're going to be watching Law for Law in the future months and as the years go by, and we're going to find an ever-changing landscape, I suspect.
I'd love to come back and tell you about a brand new enhanced site with lots of new features.
All right, so we're gonna take you up on that, and we'll have you back to talk about the brand new site. But in the meantime, sure, invite people to stop by and watch the progress.
Thank you, Ben.
Thanks for taking time. We've been talking with Judge Marlon Applewick, Court of Appeals, State of Washington. Real quick, now, how long have you been on the Court of Appeals? I'm going to pick your brain just a little bit here. We've got people are saying, now, wait a minute, it seems like I might have voted for him.
I've been on the State Court of Appeals since July of 1998, and from 1983 until I came to the court, I was served in the Washington State Legislature from Northeast Seattle.
That's right. I think a lot of people will, of course, remember you, and appreciate the time you've spent on the court. Real quick, Court of Appeals, just for people who haven't stopped by Law for Law yet, they're going to find there's the trial court level with the old Perry Mason-style court, which is the superior court. And then when people are annoyed at the judge or the decision, they get to come and see you?
Washington residents have a right of appeal from the superior court to the Court of Appeals. They don't have a right of appeal in most cases to the state Supreme Court. So we are the last shot for the vast majority of cases. We handle about 4,300 appeals a year between 22 judges.
Wow, which is quite a few. Now, there are three divisions?
There are three divisions, the first in Seattle, the second in Tacoma, the third in Spokane. There are 10 judges in Seattle, 7 in Tacoma, and 5 in Spokane. We hear all cases in panels of three judges.
And so if people want to see the decision, we're going to put up a link at the website. You've got easy access to the court decisions, and we can watch for the ones that are authored by Judge Marlon Applewick. And,
and in fact, all the decisions of the appellate courts are available online. It's a great resource.
It is.
And the courts are moving forward to make sure that all the briefs filed in the cases that are coming up for current dockets are also available to the public. And I think the court overall has been committed to moving ahead with electronic records and trying to make everything much more available to the public. So look for that.
We know from law, not Law for Law, but... TVW. We know from TVW that we get to watch the Supreme Court. They haven't made it to the Court of Appeals at this point, is that right?
TVW has been invited to set up permanent cameras in the Court of Appeals, but they haven't elected to do so. I believe they have filmed some cases in Division II, principally that affect state government issues. But they're more than welcome whenever they want to. We also digitally record the proceedings, so... if they want to just pick up a clip.
Sure. And the public is welcome in the Court of Appeals, just as with
welcome,
the Supreme Court.
The public is welcome in our courtroom. It holds only about 40, so it's it gets snug in a hurry. But
sure.
No, all of the proceedings are open. Our schedule is posted on the website for the courts at www.courts.wa.gov.
Yeah. And, I mean, so many interesting cases are heard at the Court of Appeals level, and they never go to the Supreme Court. So this is where the action is, you might say.
We would, if we get 4,300 cases before us a year, we will set 700 for argument. Of those that we decide, the Supreme Court may get 1,000 petitions for review, and they will take 100 or fewer cases a year. So you can see that things are spiraling down in a big hurry.
That's right.
Most of the action's really at the trial court.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, trial court. Of course, it's harder to maybe harder to track what's going on at the trial court level beforehand, perhaps, but maybe not. I guess
it's harder if you want to follow and be interested in the cases. I think the interest in the Supreme Court is that it's the last word.
And right.
The Court of Appeals, there's less interest because we might not be the last word.
But
in reality, the trial court's probably the last word in 90% of the cases tried, and we're probably the last word in 95% of the cases appealed.
I would say so.
But the attention's on what happens with that last 5%.
All right. Well, we'll get Jeff to put up a link to some of the action and see if we can't generate a few visitors for the for the Court of Appeals downtown Seattle, Tacoma. They moved, didn't they, a while back, and I don't remember where they are now. I'm going to have to.
They're still in downtown Tacoma.
They used to meet at the old UPS law school building.
No, they're in a state office building right downtown near the Sheraton.
Yeah.
And the Spokane Court of Appeals is on the west side, out by the county courthouse.
Check it out. Thanks for it. We had to do a quick diversion to the Court of Appeals since we're actually here today.
Not at all. You can talk about anything and use your segments whenever you want.
That's great.
I don't have the same silky voice that you have.
I appreciate your time. So we've been talking again to Judge Marlon Applewick from the Washington State Court of Appeals. Thanks very much for taking time today, seriously, and we appreciate whenever people take time, especially our friends in the judiciary, to carve out a few minutes to talk to all of the listeners.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Bob. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. All right. Hey, we'll check in next week with you. Be sure to check out the website. Look for the archive. Go to bobpittman.com, or as we get further along with CSJnetwork.com. I don't know. Common sense and justice go together, I think. And so the Common Sense and Justice Network is in development stage. Check it out. Look at the pictures and have a little fun. Send us a comment. If you want to give us a comment, send emails jeff@jeffpittman.com. Send Jeff an email. He'll pass. No, I just changed the website to Jeff's. jeff@bobpittman.com. Yeah, Jeff will appreciate that. He'll say, thanks a lot. You've given me the website now. So jeff@bobpittman.com. Give us a shout and let us know what you'd like to hear on upcoming programs. And we'll see what we can do. Send us your questions, your comments. Welcome always at bobpittman.com. This is Bob Pittman. Stay in control of your legal affairs at least until next week. We'll see you next week.